More than a year and a half in the making. Tomorrow, the U.S. will lift travel restrictions at the borders with Canada and Mexico for fully vaccinated travelers. The lifting of the bans marks the reopening of the U.S. to travelers and tourism, signaling a new phase in the recovery from the pandemic after closed borders in 2020. But the new requirements also indicate that the U.S. will only welcome visitors who are vaccinated. Unvaccinated travelers will continue to be banned from crossing the borders with Mexico or Canada. News Nation's Jamie Chambers is in San Ysidro, California, where people are hopeful about the impact on the economy.
Traffic south to Mexico has been consistent and slow-moving. On the northbound side from Mexico to the United States, traffic has been extremely light for the last 20 months since the pandemic shut down travel for non-essential business. Now that's all about to change.
They're opening the northbound border. What's it going to be like Monday?
I think it's going to be pure craziness. I feel like it's going to be even crazier than every Black Friday ever.
Tourism visas and family visits from Mexican citizens who are fully vaccinated will now be allowed to cross once again. Oh, and shopping will also be a major draw.
It's a good thing for businesses because a lot of the people from Mexico come here to spend their money. Same in Mexico, a lot of people from here go over there to spend their money. And I mean, we're talking about a lot. I mean, it's a lot of people are gonna come.
Workers who live in Mexico and man the stores along the border are feeling a little mixed about what their lives are going to be like come Monday.
I feel like the beginning of the, like, probably the first 2 months is gonna be like a bunch of people who wanna cross, but like, it's gonna cool down, like always. It's not gonna always be like that.
Workers worry about waiting in long lines for hours just to get to work, but they say they are ready.
I think I'm gonna be, there on the border like 4 or 5 hours before my shift because I know it's gonna be super full of people, but at the same time I know it's a good thing because many of my friends and my family can cross right now, and it's more hours for us because we're gonna make more money.
That was Jamie Chambers reporting. These rules don't only apply to visitors from the northern and southern border. Tomorrow, airports across the U.S. are expected to be filled with people reuniting with significant others, parents, and friends from 33 countries.